RNZ National, it's time for Tech Tuesday, our regular catch-up with Daniel Watson from Vertec IT Services. We talk about all sorts of stuff, including answering your questions. And Daniel joins me now. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Jesse.
Did you manage to unplug for a bit over the summer?
I make a point of doing that and doing anything but IT, just to kind of reset things for the year to come.
Mind you, I guess you're popular at Christmas gatherings. Daniel, can you have a look at this? I can't quite get this to log in, okay?
No. I'm a managing director now. I'm becoming increasingly useless over time. But I do tell a good story and help keep things in line. I just focus on getting good people to work for me.
That's How about your kids? If they're sort of late teenage years, are they following in their dad's footsteps?
Unfortunately, no. We're going to have some other kind of transition plan for the business. one of them's doing early childhood education, and he's pretty popular because he's like one of, I don't know, 300 students at his uni, and the other is looking at following her mother's footsteps into psychology. So but they're, you know, hey, you're young. Nobody's going to have the same career now that they're going to have for the rest of their life, so it's plenty of time to chop and change.
So you're saying he's early childhood, and he's what is the only bloke out of 300?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's good odds.
Yeah. So interestingly, you're actually talking about career options for younger people in the area of tech today.
Yeah, I was flicking through an article that I saw on the RNZ website around Christmas time, which talked about online streaming as a potential career choice.
Right? Yeah.
And I remember a few years ago, the kids kind of came to me and they were talking about, oh, I'd like to be a YouTuber, Dad. And at the time, it was probably more about just wanting to be famous, because there is that famous for being famous type thing out there. But at the same time, I've noticed that, I've started watching certain gamer streamers, right? Because when I get time, I game. And I always thought it was odd that the kids would actually sometimes prefer to watch people gaming, playing the games, than playing the game themselves. And I didn't get it. And then they suggested a couple to me, and I started watching this particular streamer, and I was going, this guy's actually really entertaining, right? This is a very tough game. He's showing me tips and tricks on how to actually be somewhat competent at it, at the same time being a really good entertaining storyteller, right? So in terms of, these days, the internet is so massive, right? There is literally a niche for anyone. You know, culture and fashion, it's no longer like it's no longer a monolith. You know, you will find your people on the internet. Mm. And that, which is a pretty important need for people to do that. So if you've got a teenager who's actually quite, who's quite out there and is willing to get out there and talk to people or show how to do some kind of craft or focus deep on their hobby, chances are there will be somebody like them who's interested in what they're producing, right? And it can build up. You gain followers, and next thing you know, I mean, the kid might have a couple of dozen people that are following their videos on a regular basis, and it tends to snowball. So I've been finding that quite an interesting idea that, and on that article, it did say that most parents don't tend to support that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, people might be surprised to hear I'm quite conservative like that. I sort of roll my eyes when I think about careers like, you know, streaming and YouTubing and so forth. But that's just my innate closed-mindedness, really.
Yep.
It's the sooner you get used to this world, the better. And I guess the nice thing is that kids who might otherwise have been a bit left out, you know, if you're at a school with 300 people and you're into speed Rubik's cubing, you're probably not going to be the best, most popular person in school for that hobby, but there'll be hundreds or thousands of people around the world who you can connect with and be a hero for online.
That's right. Yeah. And it's, you know, even if they have a crack at it and it doesn't come off, right? Because like I said, people will have multiple different careers. Like, it's not the old days. Like my father, he worked at the same, you know, Summit Shirts and Blouses there for 40 odd years.
Yeah.
He thought I was insane after moving from my first job after 3 years. Like, do you have another job to go to? I'm like, oh no, I'm just going to go find out what's there. But the thing is, even if like you give it a crack, right? You get a bit of equipment and have a try at it, guaranteed they're going to be learning skills that be useful either for themselves in their next job or starting in a business themselves. Like, just, you know, it's that principle of failing forward. Like, even if what you're trying to do doesn't come off, chances are it'll put you in a much better position for your next step. So just thinking about, like, if you're getting stuck into doing some podcasting, online streaming, or producing content for YouTube, you're going to be learning stuff about website design. You're going to be learning marketing fundamentals and the principles. You're going to be learning about social media and how to present things so that they are more attractive. You'll be learning about e-commerce and merchandising and partnerships and collaborations, right? All of these things, I use these inside my business now, and it's taken me a long graph to figure it out, because I started as a network engineer and then I had to learn these business skills behind, you know, after the fact. If I went into business already knowing this stuff, I would be a lot more successful now than I am. So it's really quite a powerful tool for them to sharpen their axe on, right?
Arguably the future of small business is to create this business from home for a global audience, and as you say, doing all the sort of stuff you would if you were starting up a lemonade stand.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not all of it necessarily has to be from... Oh, actually, no, there is a channel that I quite like, which is this TA Outdoors, and they do woodcraft and in the forest. Or actually, you know, like that kind of... I find that fascinating, and I'll use that for when I go out into a scout troop and doing stuff with the kids there. It's like loads of ideas, all right? So I'm really keen on, you know, people getting into this kind of stuff, because it works. You know, you find people out there.
My only hesitancy would be, you know, what age do you talk to them about taking their hobby online? Because for me, you know, the value of a hobby is the hobby itself. And then as soon as you start getting other people's comments or opinions or feedback, positive or negative, it becomes something else, becomes performative and maybe, you know, puts their brain in a different space. That's probably something a 16 or a 17 year old can handle, but maybe not an 11 or a 12 year old.
Just like TVs became the babysitters when we were kids, YouTube has kind of become that for young kids today. And they have some restrictions on content, which you can download a kiddie version of the YouTube app, but there's nothing really which substitutes to a bit of supervision and having these conversations with kids. Like I don't go looking into YouTube comments and that kind of stuff, because frankly it's probably full of cancer. If you're a performer, if you spend all your time reading the reviews, then you're going to get into a bad headspace. And that's as an adult, right? So you probably want to guide your kids around those kind of concerns, right? And making sure that you're having discussions with them, because it's all part of their development. The more you talk about it, the less of a problem it's going to be, I think.
Hey, great thinking, and good topic too. Daniel Watson from Vertec IT Services on alternative careers and careers in tech. Nice to have you on as always. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you in a couple of Tuesdays.
Cheers, Jesse. You have a great day, mate.